So this question is just telling us that we have systemic hypertension. The point of maximal impulse is lateralized, okay? It means that we have left ventricular hypertrophy, okay? So when we have a point of maximal impulse that is lateral or inferior to the fourth or fifth intercostal space left midclavicular line, that's the normal location. If our point of maximal impulse is lateral or inferior, that suggests left ventricular hypertrophy. It doesn't tell us the cause of the LV hypertrophy. It just tells us that we have it. Okay, so in this case, the systemic hypertension, it's likely this patient has hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Do not confuse that with hypertrophic obstructive cardiomyopathy, which is your autosomal dominant, classically sudden death in young athlete, very different. Hypertrophic cardiomyopathy just simply occurs with systemic hypertension. It's when you get concentric left ventricular hypertrophy where the myocardial sarcomeres are laid in parallel. Okay, it's a pressure overload and an increase in afterload on the left ventricle. So for this question, you just need to know that you would see paradoxical splitting of S2. If you're wondering what the fuck that means, S2 refers to A2 and P2, which are closure of the aortic and pulmonic valves respectively, which marks the end of systole or the onset of diastole. So A2 always occurs before P2, okay? And there's a slight delay between A2 and P2. Now, when we inhale versus exhale, the difference in spacing between A2 and P2 will wax and wane. So when we inhale, we decrease intrathoracic pressure. That increases venous return to the right heart. That puts more blood in the right heart, meaning that the pressure in the right ventricle will become slightly greater during inhalation. Now, if the pressure in the right ventricle is slightly greater during inhalation, then it's slightly more difficult for that pulmonic valve to close, because the pulmonic valve will close when right ventricular pressure falls below pulmonary arterial pressure. Okay? That's how the valve is going to close, is during systole, as blood is being pumped out of the ventricle, that ventricular pressure is going to fall, right? So when the pressure falls enough such that the intraventricular pressure is lower than the distal vascular pressure, that's when we get closure of the valve. So if we inhale and we increase venous return, P2 is going to occur slightly later, okay? So that will create a wider splitting of S2 during inhalation, and then the opposite occurs during exhalation. A2 and P2 get closer together. Now, if we look at paradoxical splitting of S2, that would occur if pressure in the left ventricle is so extreme that it's very, very difficult for that aortic valve to close. It's harder for pressure in the left ventricle to fall below aortic pressure, right? So A2 occurs very late. So late, in fact, that it occurs after P2. It's paradoxical. So that's paradoxical splitting of S2. That's left ventricular hypertrophy. That's our answer here. Now, let's say we had severe right ventricular hypertrophy, okay? That would mean that P2 would occur very late. It would be difficult for that pulmonic valve to close because pressure in the right ventricle is very high. So P2 occurs later, wide splitting of S2. That's right ventricular hypertrophy, okay? That's choice E here, right ventricular hypertrophy, wide splitting of S2. But once again, paradoxical splitting of S2, when A2 occurs after P2, that's left ventricular hypertrophy. Fixed splitting of S2 refers to an atrial septal defect. This is really, really high yield, okay? You'll get a question where they just say, fixed splitting of S2, answer, ASD, not complicated. Now, if we constantly have blood moving from the left atrium to the right atrium, regardless of whether you're inhaling or exhaling, the effect is somewhat nullified by that constant flow across the across the interatrial septum. That's why we get a fixed splitting of S2. Okay? So just memorize, fixed splitting of S2 equals ASD. Choice B here, which says holosystolic murmur with radiation to the axilla, that just refers to mitral regurg. Doesn't have a relation here. And it's not to say you couldn't have mitral regurg in someone who has a dilated or an enlarged heart. It's not to say it's impossible. It's actually frequently seen. But our finding in the vignette where we have a confirmed lateralized apex beat, we have confirmed left ventricular hypertrophy, paradoxical splitting is much more likely, especially on the background of hypertension, okay? We know we're going to have that increased left ventricular pressure. And then an S3 Gallop refers to dilated cardiomyopathy almost always. It's when you got increased volume in the left ventricle, okay? It can sometimes be seen physiologically in pregnancy with the increased plasma volume, or sometimes in endurance athletes who have high preload, but almost always you're just going to have an S3 heart sound pathologically with a dilated cardiomyopathy slash congestive heart failure. That's it.